Now, listen to this. Verse 14 now. And if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Now, suffering for the right should bring joy to the child of God. If you are taking a stand for the right and not made yourself obnoxious, and some Christians do that, and then they think they're standing for the Lord. But if we have just taken a quiet stand for the right and for God in the world today, we ought to rejoice if we suffer for that, you see. And by the way, we repeat it again, you're not going to escape suffering in this world. Someone sent me this little clipping they took out of a church bulletin somewhere. It says, Jesus often spoke of Christianity as a banquet, but never as a picnic. And how true that is. He never said that you're going to have it easy down here. Now, verse 15, and this is a verse, and I wish that I could elucidate it, that I could exegete it in a way that it would bless your heart. I'll do my best. Verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And that means that you ought to know a little something about the Bible. The tragedy of the hour is that here's a man or a woman that says, I'm a Christian, and the skeptic can tie you up into 14 different knots like a little kitty in a ball of yarn, and you can't extricate yourself at all. Why? Because of the fact that you don't know the Word of God. Now, he says here, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Oh, do you have a little sanctuary, a little chapel in your own heart today, where when you're riding along in the car, or you're walking down the street, or you're in the shop or the office, or in the schoolroom, the classroom, there is a little chapel there. There is a little sanctuary there where you can withdraw and where you can sanctify the Lord God in your heart so that those outside will know, my friend, that you belong to Him and you don't have to mouth it all the time and make yourself obnoxious by the things that you say, making some pious statement. Oh, if we would sanctify the Lord God in our hearts, and that's needed today. The psalmist says, the Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. But today, may I say to you, on Sunday, you may go to your church, but the world is passing you by and headed for the beach, headed for the mountains, headed for the desert, headed for places of amusement, and the whole world is not keeping silence before Him. Why? Because we as individuals need to sanctify the Lord God in our hearts. This is a tremendous verse. Now, verse 16, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good manner of life in Christ. In other words, make sure that those who speak evil of you are in error. When I first went into downtown Los Angeles, I met Dr. Jim McGinley in Chicago at the Moody Founders Week conference, and he said to me, how do you like being pastor of that great church? I said, wonderful, but I said, I found myself in a place I can't really defend myself. I just don't intend to get up every Sunday and explain all the things I've heard, and my business is teaching the Word of God. And I said, none of them are true. And he says, well, aren't you glad they're not true? It'd be bad if they were. Well, may I say to you, friends, that's what Peter is saying here. Have a good conscience that when you hear these rumors about you, it won't bother you because you know it's not true. Verse 17, for it's better if the will of God be so that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. In other words, if you suffer for Christ's sake, you can rejoice in that. But if you're doing it because you played the fool, that you've gotten into trouble, into sin, then that's a different story altogether.